My name is John, and I am a sinner. But there is a great God of love who stands ready to help you and me. And with this God, with our friend Jesus, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome. So we're learning how to enter into this way of life through a great spiritual gift. And that is the framework of the 12 steps. We're looking today at step 5. This is a tough one. This is separate the sheep from the goats. Admitted the exact nature of our wrongs to God, ourselves, and one other person. Often we kind of create or turn the spiritual life into a set of to-do lists and want to know, do I have to do this? And how mandatory is it? And no, 12 steps don't work this way. They only work if I'm really looking for God and genuinely hungry for God and give myself to each one of these steps in as wholehearted way as I'm able to do. So I'm not trying to talk you into doing anything right now. You get to have your life. Just, I want to let you know the difference this makes in the lives of people. And it's always been known about that in the church. James 5:16, confess your sins one to another. Because of the nature, the weakness, the difficulty, the pain of addiction and the dynamics around it, God's strength is made perfect in weakness. This tends to be a situation in which the healing power of confession to God, myself, and another manifests itself in powerful ways and reveals itself when it's omitted. So this is from the big book of AA. The problem with a lot of people is they stop after step 4. They don't want to tell somebody else. It's too humiliating. They took inventory all right, but hung on to some of the worst items in stock. They only thought they lost their egoism and fear. They only thought they had humbled themselves, but they had not learned enough of humility, fearlessness, and honesty in the sense we find that necessary until they told someone else all their life story. Over and over, somebody skips step 5, they end up going back to drinking. Why? More than most people, the alcoholic leads a double life. Can I say more than most people, the pastor leads the double life? Because it's just so tempting to want to present. See, we all have two sides. Remember years ago, somebody telling me they'd been through a divorce and they said the judge divided the house up into two sides, two halves, and gave my spouse the inside, gave me the outside. We all have an inside, we all have an outside, and there's a gap. There's a double life for every one of us. It's just the nature of sin. He is very much the actor. To the outer world, that's the outside, he presents his stage character. This is the one he likes his fellows to see. He wants to enjoy a certain reputation, but knows in his heart that he does not deserve it. Now, this step, step 5, is part of the way that we find healing for that. And I'm going to tell you why it's so powerful and what the right word is by which to understand it. I'll do that through my own story. You may well know, I'll talk about this fairly often. For me, the first time I experienced going through step 5 and what was so powerful is with my friend Rick. I wanted to have a friend where there was no secrets. I prepared for a couple of weeks, just walking through my inventory as best I could, met with him at a place, read through, because I had written it all down, all the stuff that I was most humiliated, ashamed, embarrassed by. And then I didn't want to look at him. That's shame. That, the word for that is shame. I was experiencing a deep sense of shame. And Rick made me look at him, and he looked me right in the eyes, and he said those words that were so powerful and unpredictable to me. John, I have never loved you more than I love you right now. And what I want to say today is the technical word for this, you know, what's the spiritual dynamics going on through the 12 steps all have old language in scripture and spiritual life. The word for what Rick did in that moment was absolution. I was experiencing what it is to be absolved of shame and sin and guilt. Now, say a little bit about that. Absolution is a word that we don't use much today. I was thinking, getting ready for this, it actually sounds like, you know, a video that you would sign up for to do training to help your core so that you get like a six pack where your belly is. We've got your absolution today. It comes from two words, a Latin word for solve, which meant to loosen or release. Resolve, we'll talk about. We make a problem go away or dissolve to deteriorate. And then ab, which means from. Think of the difference between sent and absent from. So in absolution, I'm loosened from that sense of guilt, that sense of shame. It is removed from me. It no longer becomes the defining characteristic of my identity. And this is a real important part of the ministry of the church. It's part of why James says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you might be healed. We hear the word of forgiveness from another person in the face of, I know that they know what it is that I have really done wrong. And I experienced something very powerful. I'm going to try using my overhead cam for this. You might think about it this way. What I learned when I went through this experience with Rick was that I can only be fully loved if I am fully known. So you might think of this as two axes. I can be known or not known in a relationship. I can be accepted or not accepted in a relationship. So then we could do kind of a 2x2 quadrant. And there are several possibilities. To be not known and not accepted, that's isolation. And the soul cannot stand that very long. To be accepted by somebody when I'm not really known is to do what we might call impression management. And some of us get to do this pretty well, and we try to convince other people that we're nicer, smarter, stronger, better than we really are. That's impression management. So I'm being accepted, but inside, I know that they don't really know me. This quadrant up here is where I'm known, but I'm not accepted, and this is to be rejected. This is to be condemned. And of course, Jesus tells us there is now, therefore, no condemnation. God does not do this, but this is our great fear. In fact, often, if we experience this or we fear this, we'll go down here and do impression management. To be known and to be accepted is to be loved. And to be known in my sinfulness and still accepted is to be absolved, is to understand that my sin, my guilt, my shame no longer get the last word. My incompetence had figured out how to make the overhead camera go off. Now, Jesus says some real striking words in John chapter 20, after he has died for our sins and after he has been raised again, and he says to the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. And then John 20, verse 23, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now, the idea here is not that people are God. Of course, only God is able to actually forgive our sinful state. But part of what Jesus is giving his church is the ability to declare sins can be forgiven and the ability to warn. If someone decides they will deliberately refuse the good, deny God, go the other direction, then a state of unforgiveness, just living in my sin and guilt, can go on. So what Rick was doing with me, although he didn't use any fancy spiritual or theological words for it, but when I knew that he knew me and he still loved me and he told me that, I was experiencing absolution. Often that word can sound kind of technical and distant and theoretical, be absolved. It can even sound kind of comical in our day. It is not. The deepest pain of the human heart, deeper than the grief of loss, is the darkness and sin and pain and evil that had become a part of me and that I bring into the world. And so to experience release and relief from that is to have the largest weight in life removed. Now, how do we go about doing this? Again, you decide. If this step is a step that you are willing to take, you want to think through it a little carefully, it will have to be done from your whole heart. Up to you. But this is what it says in the big book about how we're doing this. When we decide who is to hear our story, we've talked about that in previous videos. Look at them if you haven't seen them yet. We waste no time. We have a written inventory. We're prepared for a long talk. We explain to our partner what we're about to do and why we have to do it. Most people approached in this way will be glad to help. We pocket our pride. We pocket our, can I say that one more time? We pocket our pride and go to it. Illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. I love this. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. Before we took this step, we were terrified. We were afraid. We were weighed down. We didn't want to do it. Once we have taken this step, we're delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. And then this is so fascinating. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. This is the power of step five, to be known and to experience love and forgiveness. Often it's at that point that that overwhelming desire to drink fades, begins to fade. We feel that we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. Returning home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, reviewing what we have done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. So this is step five. The purpose of it is to get to know my defects more clearly so that I can address them in six and seven. Get clear about the actual specific hurts that I've inflicted on others so I can address those in eight and nine. To gain a sense of humility, to gain a redemptive sense of guilt and shame that will motivate me to keep moving towards God through the rest of the steps. To discover that forgiveness is something I can receive and also something that I can offer to other people. To be delivered from the isolation and loneliness that sin wants to cause me to hide in. And then ultimately on the other side of step five, to be free. To walk with head high, just looking the world in the eye, because God loves me and I have been walking together with Him towards the great gift of absolution, being absolved. So that's the invitation on this step. And I want to just invite you to consider it and then keep coming back. It works if you're working.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.